we're very happy with the result. We knew it was going to be a massive battle coming down to Kerry today and Killarney. So we're, you know, just very simply, we're very happy to get a win. Very happy to put on a decent performance and get a win after the last game we'd put on, and we'd be very disappointed how we performed against Down, and we let a lot of our Donegal supporters. So, you know, there's a big travel in Donegal contingency here today, and you could hear the cheer when we ran out. So I suppose I'm happy that we done them proud and then go up the road happy, you know.
Yeah. Was the 4 weeks from that Down game, were they long? I suppose that last year it was so quick fire, the championship, but now 4 week break, how did you find that?
Yeah, massive difference compared to 2024 and 2025, obviously being involved in the Ulster championship up until the final. So we had some time, unfortunately, to reflect, and the nature of the defeat against Down obviously lingered there for a long time, and you know, but we just had a park and we got back to the training field, and I suppose the only thing it did do, it gave us a wee window that we could go after a few things we wanted to improve in coming off the Down defeat. I thought we got something right today, but again, it wasn't perfect, you know.
Yeah, it was physical right from the start, even before the ball was thrown in. I think you were maybe near Murphy, which maybe didn't help your case, but I suppose it was always going to be like that.
Yeah, it's a very physical game now, you know. Kerry are a very strong team with lots of big players, are very good players, and when you have two teams that are trying to win at a competitive level, there's going to be edginess. But, you know, I thought, you know, it made a good start to the game and it made it exciting, and we're happy enough to carry on with that.
Yeah, you were 111 to 9 points up at half time. Did you feel that was enough with the breeze at that stage?
It was kind of hard to tell. I wasn't reading into it too much. It was a funny kind of breeze, too, at times, kind of going across the field. It was up and down, it was very gusty, and, you know, on reflection, the sending off had a massive bearing on how the second half was played. You know, having a man up, considering the new rules, is a solid advantage. So, you know, we won't read too much into that as well.
Yeah, you kept the ball for long periods in that second half, trying to suck them out. And I suppose they got a couple of 2-pointers, but you just kept the scoreboard ticking over, really.
Yeah, like, it was a difficult enough goal to shoot into from distance. So I don't think we're in a situation where we're going to force kind of big long shots with a man up. You know, we've been in a situation ourselves when you're man down, it can be difficult to get the ball. So we have lots of good footballers, and we just let them knock it about and see if we can get scores at the back of it.
Yeah, so with this new format now, I suppose, you know, you stay on the winner's path, and, you know, I suppose maybe what do you make of the new format, and how important was it to get the victory here?
I suppose there's a few wee questions in that one. I suppose I think it was very important for us to come back down to Kerry and get a performance result, given the nature of our defeat against Down and the disappointment we had for everybody in Donegal. That's probably the first point. I think I prefer the new structure compared to the old structure, as in it's winner on the day. You know, you're not lingering in the score difference, you're not lingering into who does what elsewhere on a given day, which happened last year when we played against Mayo. So I think that's a positive. And then I know we won today and we're in the winners' group, but again, it doesn't change too much, because you still have to win your first two games to stay out of the other one. So that's what we're all looking at now.
And just on your own performances, because like, I suppose last year a lot of time you were probably replaced between the 40th and 50th minute. Like this year, it's generally well into the 60s, if at all. So like, have you worked on that, or is it just the way it's playing out this year?
I think it's just the way it's playing out. I've just kind of got a wee bit of a run of training, and I didn't miss really any of the pre-season before Christmas, and I suppose I'm kind of the stature of a player who needs to do a lot of training. So I touch wood now, but the squad's competitive, and you know, you have to cherish every minute you get in the Donegal jersey, and there's loads of good players, so just head down and try to improve. And you know, again, it'll be a fresh blank page for Jim when he's picking the next 15, the 26th, the next day, and it's about 3 weeks to try to get your name on the team sheet or your name on the squad again. So that's kind of how I look at it, Brian, you know.